You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Next up on the show today, St. John's has recorded around 3,000 incidents of abuse towards their staff this year, with an estimated 10 ambulance workers needing hospitalisation every week. BFM reporter Ben Goldson spoke to Chief Executive Peter Bradley and began by asking exactly what all this abuse was made up of.
Well, a range of situations, of course, as you might expect across the country any time of day or night, but in terms of major sort of assaults and verbal abuse, it tends to be on weekends and late in the evening. It involves alcohol and it involves drugs, often mental health patients as well, and it's really quite difficult for our staff at times with getting verbally abused and being hit and spat at and punched and kicked. And this is happening sort of, become quite a routine issue now for our staff, and it's not acceptable, really.
So is it a problem that's getting worse?
Well, yes, we've only really been able to capture really good information in the past year or so. So for the first time, we've sort of published our figures, which are sort of around 3,000 incidents a year. What we do know is at this time of the year in particular, we do see a spike because of the sort of the good weather and the alcohol, and people tend to be out and about more. So yeah, this campaign is launched right now for that reason, to sort of get ahead of the game over the Christmas New Year period.
What will ambulance crews do anything differently now if they encounter a dangerous situation?
I think what we're saying is we expect our staff, we're trying to raise awareness to the public, and really it's about understanding that if our staff don't get treated with respect and do get sort of attacked or assaulted, if we know about that, you know, we will sort of wait for the police to arrive and won't provide treatment, because we can't be putting our staff's lives in danger. And we'll certainly also be supporting our staff in looking for prosecution in the more serious cases. Mm. We do also know that from a similar campaign in South Australia last year, they saw a 16% reduction in assaults as a direct result of the Protect Our Ambos campaign. Mm. So we're hoping we have a similar result here.
Is there a sort of a wider solution to this problem? I know that the unions have been saying in single crewing.
Well, single crewing itself won't change people's attitudes and behaviours towards ambulance staff. Clearly, having two people in an ambulance, we believe, is absolutely. We agree with the unions. We all, you know, all our staff and unions, the government, all recognise the importance of that. So we're looking to get that sorted out, and I'm hoping to get some positive news on that from the government in the next 6 months. Meantime, we need the public to get behind our staff and respect them. We recognise that 99% of the population treat our ambulance staff with respect and you know, really appreciate what we do. We're just trying to raise awareness about the small number of people who don't do that.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.